This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy 94.9 wishes to advise the following program, Hide and Seek, is a show intended for an adult audience. Generally, our discussions are of a sexual nature and may contain coarse language and references to drugs.
And seek.
Sit back and enjoy the ride. And enjoy the ride. And enjoy the ride. And enjoy. 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 And enjoy the ride.
Our guests have joined us. They are both winners, and they have both competed for their individual divisions of their own community's Leather Man Contest. On Saturday night here in Melbourne was Circuit's second Leather Man Contest through the four contestants that were all very competitive, running around in jock straps. They were acting out their fantasies, they were interviewed, and they were poked and prodded by the audience. And I am pleased to announce that the winner for the 2009 Mr. Leather Circuit Bar is Josh Burrows. Josh, welcome
Thank
to
you.
Joy and welcome to Hide and Seek.
Thank you very much.
Also joining us here is the Mr. Leather South Australia winner, Gary Morrison. Gary, welcome to Joy and welcome to Hide and Seek.
Thank you very much.
Now, I'll start with you, Josh. Your background was growing up in the country.
Oh, that's right, yeah. Western Queensland.
Western Queensland, that's in the middle of fucking nowhere.
Pretty much.
what area? What are we talking about?
I grew up in a place called Bungunya. It's about an hour west of Gundawindi on the New South Wales-Queensland border.
So that's a little north of Bourke or Brewarrina.
Yeah, not far from Bourke. Oh, it's actually about a day's drive, but that's not far in those
terms. Far at all, no. Well, that would have been a pretty tough growing up experience, I would have thought.
It was actually a lot of fun, I think.
Bit of a dust bowl.
Yeah, dust bowl, yeah. But no, it was a lot of fun.
Okay.
A lot of
okay.
hot, sweaty cowboys out there.
And Gary Morrison, you're from South Australia, but you were born in the country as well.
Yeah. Pretty country as well.
Where was that?
Country New South Wales. I was actually born in Mildura, Victoria, though, but whisked over the border into New South Wales and spent 0 to 18 years there.
Okay.
Very small town. In fact, I was in the irrigation area of Kumiala, so on a vineyard out in the sticks, basically.
Right. Yeah. I was going to say that means something to somebody.
Yeah.
I was born in born in Bendigo, so we're all country boys.
Yeah.
So what's made us...
country boys do it better.
Is that what it is?
Country boys come clean.
Josh, congratulations on winning Circuit's Leatherman Contest.
Thank you very much.
It was a great night the other night. Tell us a bit about the experience. How did you get to participate in it?
It was a fantastic night. I think everyone had a lot of fun. I heard about it through friends kept hounding me, you should go in it, and I kept resisting, and then I eventually thought, well, why not? It's going to be fun. No intention to win. That wasn't really the ultimate reason. I just wanted to go for an experience, and yeah, and lo and behold, I did. I'm the winner. But the night itself was a lot of fun. There was a lot of build-up and a lot of anxiety and a lot of tears and tiaras and tits and the whole lot was going on backstage, but it was good.
There is a bit of a process to go through, and I know that the boys at Circuit do make sure that you got to tick every box and make sure that it's ticked correctly before you even considered.
They were very thorough.
They're always very thorough. But I think that's what makes their events, you know, a standout event. So, and we'll ask Gary about his experience too, because he was at Circuit on Saturday night, but he can compare what happened in South Australia a little later. Tell me about the sort of an interview process, is there, or you fill out an application form? What happens?
Yeah, so you just fill out the application form first. On the application form, there is six questions, along with you have to write a little log about yourself as well. Yeah, so you fill out six questions, and then they obviously, I presume it's the judges actually that saw that, and the judges then select from there.
Okay. The whole thing involved 3 days for you as the winner, because you had the meet and greet on the Friday, you had the show on the Saturday, which we'll go into detail a little later, and then on Sunday was the after party, so you must be pretty stuffed.
Yeah, that's right, and there was Thursday as well.
Which was, I guess, rehearsal, of course, yeah. of course. Gary, how does your Leatherman experience compare?
It sounded a little easier, actually, not quite as competitive. The leather scene in Adelaide is rather smaller, and so I think, therefore, it wasn't quite as hard to, or, you know, competitive or as complex a procedure. But we did fill in an application, and it was, you know, we, you know, what we're about.
And how many contestants were there at your
event? There were 7. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think initially there were going to be 6.
Big contest.
Yeah, but there was a late contender, so it ended up being 7.
Okay.
And it was a very good night. It was well attended.
And what was the procedure for you? Did you have to do various appearances or
on the
interviews
night?
And appear in different things? Or
yeah, what? So we did the written application initially. Mm-hmm. And then on the night, 3 stages, you know, with sort of an informal one, get to know us.
Whereabouts in SA was
this
it?
This was at
Adelaide?
The Garage Bar. It's on Light Square in the city. It has a gay night on a Sunday night. But this was actually a one-off on a Friday night.
But it's not a regular leather venue.
No, so at this stage there isn't. I'm kind of crossing my fingers that this new venue, that's a new pub that's apparently being renovated as we speak, is going to open and be a men's night, hopefully.
We really don't appreciate how bloody lucky we are here in Melbourne. We've got great retailers, we've got great venues, great bars, and they're fairly well patronised across the board, so
we should consider
ourselves bloody lucky, really. Josh, tell me about Saturday night. You had to run around first in streetwear, and you came out looking like some sort of farm hick. Was that a throwback to your upbringing?
Yeah, it was. Everyone was telling me that I looked like I had a flannel on. It wasn't a flannel. It was actually a designer top.
The only thing missing was the wheat out of the mouth.
Yeah, I had my boots on. I did have a bit of a checkered shirt on.
And when you took the checkered shirt off, I've got to say that the crowd erupted. So you had streetwear first. Then you had the jockstrap section.
That's right, jockstrap. And while the jockstrap section was on, we got asked 3 questions.
There was an interview thing, wasn't it? What were the questions?
I think they were what to be like about our body, what to be looking in, what else to be look for in a man, and what to be want to change about our body.
And listener, I wanted to let you know that universally, all 4 contestants answered the same thing for what do you look for in a man, and the answer was a bloody big cock. So it's nice to know that we're not superficial and facile. So that's good. Then there was the fantasy section. What did that entail?
So we had to create.
Pretty full on.
It was. We had to create our own fantasy. And the guys at Circuit Bar were awesome, Steve and Chris and Michael, the set guy there. They just created, you know, we said what we wanted and they created it for us. So I went for the genie theme. I was a genie.
Is that what? I missed the first bit of yours.
All right.
And all I saw was flour everywhere or something. And I thought.
That was actually meant to be Coke. The Coke bag actually split and flour went everywhere.
It covered you in it.
It covered it. Yeah, it was a bit funny. That was a bit of a malfunction there.
It worked though. I saw it. It was very good.
Yeah. I wasn't supposed to get last, but because I clicked my fingers, the lamp, you know, the guy rubbed the lamp and the smoke came out and I appeared in front of him and next thing I clicked my fingers and the Coke bag sort of magically started appearing from a fishing line up from the floor and everyone cracked up laughing and it was actually meant to be serious.
Oh, it's good that they can get the humour in it all. And then you had what was deemed the formal sort of dress interview division section thing. Explain that. For us.
Sure, so we had the formal section. We just straight up in our formal, head to toe leather, and they asked us 6 questions then, I think. And so we had a bit of an idea what the questions were going to be. So we answered those as best as we could.
And you won.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Yeah. And it was a lot of fun. The other guys were great too. We had a good, they're all good fellas. They're really good fellas. So, it was pretty close, I think.
Gary, your contest in South Australia, tell me what the divisions or sections were for you.
So three sections. First one was pretty much informal, casual, and casual wear, get to know us, asked us an impromptu kind of question about ourselves, so we had to just, you know, come up with. Second section was a sexy sort of section, and again we had to improvise, and we didn't know what we had to improvise. I had to do a Grace Jones impression, so they put on a bit of Grace Jones, and I had to dance to it. So
random improvisation.
Random, so I completely had no idea what it was going to... I mean, someone
down,
else...
Down to a burning ring of fire.
Yeah, something like that, yeah. I know someone else had to speak dirty, you know, say all the things that, you know, comes to their mind, dirty talk, stuff like that. And then the third section was, you know, the formal section as well. And so then we got to actually speak about a cause that we're into and what we sort of, you know, what we felt passionately about.
And you're pretty passionate about South Australia and about Adelaide itself.
Yeah, I have some strong feelings. Yeah, strong passions. There's things that I want to achieve.
How is good old Adelaide going these days?
In many ways, it's doing very, very well. Economically, it's doing incredibly well. It's moving into a much better phase. Hopefully that translates to the gay community and the leather community. The last 15 years have been an economic struggle for Adelaide, and you add to that HIV/AIDS killing off a lot of gay men. You add to that the natural movement interstate of a city like Adelaide that's close to Melbourne, close to Sydney, and it means that...
And flights becoming cheaper and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, so jobs left in the late 90s. A lot of people left. A lot of gay guys left. So it wasn't or hasn't been that normal 10% of the population, if that's what it is. You know, it's a numbers game. So venues have struggled and self-esteem struggled. So hopefully I can put that into perspective and Adelaide can, you know, move on from that.
We're talking to Leatherman from South Australia, Gary Morrison, and we're talking to Josh Burrows, the winner of the Circuit Leatherman competition for 2009. You're listening to Hide and Seek. This is Joy 94.9.
Hide and Seek.
Sponsored by Manhouse. Manhouse.com.au.
You're listening to Hide and Seek. This is Dean Beck with you, and joining me in the studio is the winner of Circuit's Leatherman contest, Josh Burrows, and also Gary Morrison, who was the winner of the Mr. Leather South Australia contest. Josh, you have got a rather interesting hobby, fish. Where?
How'd you find out about that?
Look, I've got notes. Tell me about your rare fish collection.
Yeah, well, my rare fish collection isn't doing so well at the moment. It's very rare.
Very rare.
And I don't mean not cooked. It's not sushi. I used to collect a lot of rare fish as much as I could.
Okay.
But it's hard work. There's a lot of work involved in it.
Were they tropical or...?
Yeah, tropical and Malawi fish.
Okay.
Yeah. Malawi Lake is a lake in Africa, and there's a certain temperate there that you have to control. They're similar to tropical.
It's a bloody long way to bring a fish and stick it in a tank over here, though.
Yeah, yeah.
They don't wonder they don't live long. Gary, do you collect anything?
Not really. I'm a bit of a gardener, but I suppose I collect plants.
It's good therapy.
Yeah,
yes. Very good therapy. Josh, what do you want to do with your newfound title and fame? I mean, you're going to go on to the Mr. Australia-New Zealand Leatherman contest for the Melbourne Leather Pride in September at the Collingwood Town Hall, and we spoke to Alex about that earlier. Both of you will be there competing with the rest of the contestants from around Australia and New Zealand, but you've got this kind of profile that you can now leverage, I guess.
Yeah, I've thought about it a lot, actually. I mean, the main thing is obviously public awareness. I'd like to, I think, perhaps every contestant probably says this, but I'd like to try and bring leather into the mainstream gay society, mainstream straight society as well, particularly just in regards to fashion, not just in lifestyle. Perhaps take away a bit of the stigma that the leather community does have to the rest of the wider community.
What does leather or the leather community mean to you? How do you connect with it, and what is your, I guess, personal connection to it? Yeah. What's your motivation for it?
I'm actually quite new into the leather scene, to tell you the truth. I mean, I've enjoyed leather for a few years, but it's actually since I got to know Alex that you were talking to before, in the last couple of years, that I've sort of really had much to do with it. I did some modelling for a couple of the leather stores in the last few years, and a few bit of promotional work, and interest has grown from there.
Gary, yourself, what's your connection to leather?
I think I like the expression of masculinity with it, the connections to some of the history that I, you know, idolise, you know, movies, gay kind of icons, I guess. You know, the smell, texture, look, pretty basic.
The sound.
Is it drag or is it dress up? Or is it tradition?
I think it's a number of different things, and probably, you know, different things for different people. For me, it's just an article of clothing that does things for me that other articles of clothing perhaps don't quite do. Yeah, do. Or not as well. Indeed. I mean, denim's good, but, you know, it doesn't quite have that sexy factor.
You know, leather's definitely sexy. It's that's the whole thing. It's got me right into it as well. It's not drag.
Do you party in leather or play in leather or both?
Both.
Both. But certainly not all the time.
Sometimes it's good to take it off. Yeah. Very good point. We're talking to Josh Burrows and Gary Morrison. Gary, your vision for Adelaide and wanting to reinvigorate the place, you've got a little project in mind,
yeah.
I notice. What's that about?
So apart from the education awareness stuff that I'll take the opportunities to do, I'm negotiating a gay beach rave, even a sunset beach gay rave.
So where is this gay rave beach dance party thing going to be?
West Beach at this stage. Okay. It's not confirmed, but West Beach I'm looking at this stage. The date's free. It hasn't been set in stone yet.
Great project.
March 13 is when I'm looking at. Because it's a week after Mardi Gras, it's a week after the Melbourne Gay Festival here, and it's fabulous weather in Adelaide, and we've got the sunsets over the water, over the beach. So I figure it'll be a bit unique that way.
I reckon you might be able to build on that. Do it right.
Yeah, I hope so.
I want an invitation.
No worries.
Josh, how do you want to change the world? I think is my question.
One gay man at a time, I guess. one straight man at a time, I should say.
there's a challenge there.
Obviously, the way most people get into leather is through fashion, I guess, to start out with. And I have quite... I like to think I've got a unique style in fashion, perhaps. So I'm taking that with me into my leather world as well. And I like to sort of look at seeing new ways of wearing leather.
What do you mean by fashion? Do you mean by accessorizing or... Explain that for me.
Well, in fashion, as in the design and the cuts of the leather and accessories as well.
So what's your favourite adornment? What's your favourite leather piece, I guess?
Definitely a gauntlet. And also the other thing as well is bringing some of the accessories and even mainstream, even the main pieces of leather and adding them into just mainstream fashion as well. Just combining it. There's no point in keeping them separate. There's no need it.
Which I guess is a modern interpretation of the living leather man, for
exactly.
Want of a better word.
That's it. And also, I guess, the way sexuality is so much more open these days, thanks to the internet. And
thanks to shows like Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9.
That's exactly right. So I think, everything's becoming more common in normal way of life. So fashion is just another part of that as well.
Josh, what are you going to do between now and the Leatherman contest in September?
First thing I'm going to do is go down to La Crucia de Sade and get my $1,500 worth of leather.
Get your frock.
And I'm going to be wearing it every day until then.
To wear it in? You don't want to wear it out.
Oh, that's going to be a bit hard to do.
So, well, okay. So that was what you won. What else did you win?
So thanks very much to La Crucia de Sade. That is a fantastic prize. $500 from Circa Bar. So thanks, Steve and Chris, down at Circa Bar. And also a Titan pack. So thanks very much to Titan as well. And I got stuck into that last night. It's not bad.
And I believe Titan men are going to stick you up on their web blog as the winner.
Is that so?
Yes. I had a little rumour to that effect. Gary, what was your prize?
Thanks go to Whip U2. So I got I think it's mates rates about $1,000 worth of leather gear, but I think it's probably much more than that.
Very good craftsman too.
Yes, yes. I think he supplies a couple of Melbourne leather stores. I'm not quite sure which ones they are. Three articles, so I'm going to be pretty excited about getting into them too. Also, membership at City Gym in Adelaide, mm-hmm. so that's that was great. And of course, accommodation and flights to come over to the national event here. So
now we should thank Gary for coming in tonight because he's actually here on holidays, aren't you?
I am.
And you got hijacked into this at the very last minute. And on behalf of myself, Joy, and Melbourne Leather Pride, thank you very much. We're talking to Gary Morrison, the winner of the Mr. Leather South Australia competition, and Josh Burrows, the recent winner at Circuits competition on Saturday night. This is Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9. Joining me in the studio and talking about their recent winnings as Leathermen are Gary Morrison and Josh Burrows. Gary, you grew up in Mildura and live now in Adelaide for its urban, rural, Mediterranean-style lifestyle. I had a Greek boyfriend that had vineyards and olive groves in Adelaide, and that Mediterranean rural lifestyle
can be done.
Ooh, works beautifully. All good things there. Tell me about your travels. You've been and lived in London. You've lived in Albury, Sydney. You've been around a bit.
I guess as a country boy, I kind of and the whole the gay coming out sort of story. Yeah, I wanted to explore myself, explore sexuality, explore things like leather community. So it was, you know, a gradual process. I went to university in Albury Wodonga. I really enjoyed it there. It was a bit of a stepping stone to a bigger place than a you know, the sticks, the outback sticks. Then I kind of came out there really. Effectively, and then moved on to Sydney. At that stage, it was sort of, Melbourne or Sydney. It was sort of halfway in between. I went, Sydney's got the bigger gay population, or at least I thought it did at the time, and the sunshine, and that was really all that it was at that stage.
Why did you not consider Melbourne then as another option? Yeah.
Well, I did.
Oh, you did?
But it was those two factors. I mean, I was 21, and I just went, more gay men, more sunshine.
More of everything. Thank you very much.
That was it. It was pretty simple. And I probably had more experience with Melbourne being, kind of Victorian, or, you know, a lot of influence from Melbourne in Mildura.
So how did London compare to Sydney?
Well, very different. Very different. Interestingly enough, I actually wanted to downsize after Sydney, but I fell in love in Sydney, followed my heart with a German man. We went to, you know, obviously a English-speaking place where we could both work and speak, you know, speak the language. So London was a very obvious choice. Clearly it wasn't smaller than Sydney. And so, I lasted just under a year there. I actually came back to Australia to assist his migration to Australia. But
post-relationship?
Pardon?
Post-relationship?
No, we're still in the relationship, but at that stage we thought it was the best thing to do. But I had pretty much just touched down in Australia again, and John Howard got in, and the interdependency laws became more complex, and essentially it meant that became a much more challenging scenario. So that relationship sort of waned. That was part of the reason. Obviously, these things are more complicated than that.
Okay, we're not going to blame John Howard for the relationship.
No, but part of equation.
What you're saying. Yes. Totally.
Yeah.
Right. You list amongst your likes ski kayaking, canoeing, surf skiing. Mm-hmm. Do you get to enjoy those pursuits very often?
Yeah. And I guess that's one of the things I really love about Adelaide is that it has that urban-rural mix quite well. And I can, you know, it's less than half an hour to the beach, less than half an hour to the hills. So it's, you know, sea kayaking in the beach or, you know, waterfalls and gullies and bush, you know, all within half an hour distance. So that makes up somewhat for not having as many gay venue choices, but only so much. And then it's on a plane.
Is it hard to get a decent route in Adelaide that you haven't had already, or what's the situation?
Surprisingly, even though obviously venues are a challenge with, it's still a numbers game with venues. population, yes, it has been challenged in Adelaide, but there's still a lot of tourists coming through.
I was going to suggest that as an option. Yeah.
And the internet is a wonderful tool.
Isn't it just?
Yeah. And these $28, thereabouts, cheap airfares are also a wonderful tool.
We'll
so
see you
come
back.
On to Adelaide, tourists.
I think I need a holiday. Josh Burrows, who won Circuit's Leatherman Contest. Josh, your list amongst your morning activities on a Saturday is teaching the Sudanese refugee kids through the Sudanese Australian Integration and Learning Program.
That's right. Yeah.
That's great. It's got to be challenging, surely.
It has. I'm actually just not doing it anymore. I've just stopped doing it because it's very time consuming. Got a lot else on my plate at the moment. But no, it's a really good program, and they're great kids. The Sudanese kids are fantastic. It's teaching the Sudanese refugee kids English.
They've been getting a mixed sort of rap of late.
They have, and it's really unfortunate. You know, they're the most beautiful, kind natured people on earth, and they're put into a low socioeconomic situation, and anything goes wrong, they're going to be the first to be blamed because they're the ones who are seen and most obvious, and so it's sad, but they're not like that at all.
For most of last year and the year before, I was living in the western suburbs, and of course, Footscray Station. You'd always come across them, but they were always immaculate.
Yeah, and big smiles, no doubt. Oh, they got amazing smiles.
Amazing. Amazing smiles. And beautiful people. I couldn't agree more. So I was very interested to read that about you. What else do you like to...
And anybody else can actually do that too. Just log on to Google Sail, S-A-I-L.
S-A-I-L. Don't you get yachts and things for that?
You probably get a lot of other things, but if you can type in Sudanese somewhere there, you might get something come up.
Oh, right.
And
there's the link, listen.
They're always looking for volunteers to teach. Anyone can do it. You don't need any qualifications.
That's a great idea. I would encourage people to do that too. What else do you like to do to keep yourself busy?
Well, there's the obvious. It takes up a fair bit of my time, actually. And
when you say the obvious, what are you talking about?
Oh, you know, sex.
Oh, that's that big cox thing that you were talking about in men.
Yeah. Actually, it's been a while, anyway.
0427. No, we can't do that.
Yeah, I like travelling as well, actually.
You've been around overseas a bit. Tell us about your journeys there.
Yeah, sure. So first port of call straight out of college was New Zealand, which was my coming out sort of venue as well. No one over there knew me, so it was the first place and the great place to do it. And
so you ran away to do that?
I did.
Well done.
Much.
Yeah, doing well so far. Go on.
And then back to Australia for a little bit, and I fell in love with an English boy, and we lived here together for a year, and then we moved to London together. For 2 years, in a similar situation as Gary as well. We tried to get him citizenship here back in Australia, but Johnny Howard had just got elected, so I'm blaming him as well for our breakup there. But it was very hard.
Seems
it suddenly
like a
recurring got very difficult.
Theme. And you lived in Japan as well, is that right?
That's right. I lived in Japan for a year after that, teaching English. That was hell.
Why was that?
I probably can't say on radio.
Well, you can say whatever you like as long as you don't make anyone wrong. Yeah. yourself.
It was a tough place. It was a lonely place to be as well.
Right.
Yeah, very lonely.
Because of the language or
no,
just
I
the
spoke
cultural
Japanese
thing?
Quite well. I studied Japanese for 7 years, okay. Which is probably half the reason why I didn't like it so much. But
right.
it was very hard to assimilate there as much as you tried. I was in a bit of a regional area, and I was one of the first foreigners a lot of them had ever seen. My first experience there was jumping off the train with my suitcase to this little sort of side rail village train station, and all the kids on the street got swept inside and all the doors got slammed shut. It was like, you know, the Wild West. It was a bit lonely.
Yeah. You list amongst it that was your spiritual journey, though, in Japan, and we'll come back and talk about that in just a moment. We're with Josh Burrows, the winner of the Circuit Leatherman Contest, and we're with Gary Morrison, the winner of South Australia's Leatherman Contest.
Hide and seek.
Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9. We're talking to Josh, who won Circuits Contest for the Leatherman Contest on Saturday, and we're talking to Gary, who won South Australia's Contest. Now, gentlemen, you're both going to have to be competing with five other competitors in September. Are you looking forward to that?
Can't wait. I hope they're hot.
Well, so far they look all right from what I've seen. We were talking about your trip, Josh, in Japan, and you list that as being your, I guess, spiritual awakening. Was it the loneliness that challenged you?
Yeah, definitely. That was part of it. I mean, it was a lonely place. Where I lived had I was backed up onto the back of a mountain with a rainforest, and at the top of the rainforest was one of the oldest Buddhist temples in Japan. That was so I used to go up there after work every night or every evening. They had long twilight there, so I'd go up there and just sit there and meditate for an hour or so, and got to know some of the monks up there. And so I started reading some of the books and started getting into a little bit of the Buddhism, and well, not so much the religion itself, but more just some of the practices that they have. And
by that you mean techniques?
Techniques, that's right, meditating techniques, and just a little bit of the history about it as well. And yeah, it was very peaceful and serene, and I think that was a way to get to know myself. And I appreciate that time in Japan for that reason.
Brad has sent in an SMS saying it takes time to understand the Japanese culture, but once you do, it's much easier. Brad, thank you for that SMS. We appreciate it. Gary, you yourself list your own spirituality as a major factor of your whole life. Can we talk about that?
Yeah, sure.
When were you challenged to then grow?
I think pretty much every day is a bit of a challenge on, you know, some way, shape or form. Gosh, some years have been easier than others. Coming out process was pretty challenging.
Can we talk about that?
Sure, yeah, yeah.
Were you still in Mildura when that happened?
Well, I was pretty much sexually active from early teens, and it was really only...
How early?
Okay.
I was 11 when I did my first beat, so...
Yeah, right. Yeah, it was somewhere around there, 12, 13, something like that. Yeah, I think hiding the pyjama bottoms was my earliest memory of fun and games.
Right.
And that was probably earlier than 11.
Yeah. But
yeah, not a sexual experience as such. So it came naturally early on. It was only when the awareness of what the community at large thought that I kind of went, oh gosh, perhaps I shouldn't be doing this really, and kind of tried to fight it. And then there's religion that was in the background as well there.
Your family, your upbringing?
No, not extremely, or? No. And interestingly enough, you know, it makes me reflect on the people that do have really strong religion in their lives and how much more challenging it would be. So it was just really a background thing. But, you know, just words like sodomy, you know, was there. And just the perception that it was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Interestingly enough, I sort of developed a bit of a mantra out in the country that after every sexual encounter, which are pretty regular, or I guess a, you know, masturbation thought,
yeah,
I would sort of go, right, it's wrong, it's evil, I'll never do it again.
Right, it's wrong, it's evil, I'll never do it again.
Yeah, yeah. And of
right,
course,
it's wrong.
And then the next day it would happen again and I'll do it again. And then, you know, so it was nearly a daily mantra.
Works well, doesn't it?
And yeah. So of course when I came out, I had to deal with that mantra. Yeah, and unlearn it.
Wow.
Exactly. Yes. So it was a bit of relearning with that process, yeah. Tried to be straight for a little while, or at least, you know, see what it was like. Oh, it was, you know, pleasurable to some degree, but, you know, it's where the heart is.
Mm.
And it's where the real sexual turn on is. But it's the falling in love part, really, the love and lust part that there's the guider.
Turn on or not, it's the real self bit, really, isn't it, that we have to acknowledge. And in doing that, you're kind of... All that other shit lifts and...
Yeah, indeed.
Can then live a fruitful, wonderful, loving and,
and
productive life, hopefully.
Yeah, move on to the next chapter.
Yeah, or trade.
Next.
You're listening to Joy 94.9, have you noticed? Josh, what are you going to do between now and your contest coming up in September at the Collingwood Town Hall to make yourself the man that we all want to root for and have win?
I think I'm definitely going to have to spend a lot more time talking to some of the older people in the leather community. I've already started doing that, actually, just getting their thoughts and ideas and advice from them about what they want, basically.
I can highly recommend that you listen to Hide and Seek's podcasts of the interview with Laurie Lane, who was here with us last week. That'll be up this week, listener. That podcast, and also the interview that we did with Mal Guest, who was the winner of the Laird's Leatherman contest last year and runner-up in the 2008 Mr. Leather Australia New Zealand contest at the Collingwood Town Hall. And that is a very revealing interview because Mal went on to IML in Chicago this year and competed. So he shared some of his experiences with us. So check out that podcast via joy.org.au. Gary, what about yourself?
For me, I think there's two main messages I sort of want to work on. I mean, I've got a bit of time yet to perfect my speech and my cause for September for the Nationals. But two main points. One will be essentially that Adelaide's back on the gay radar. It's having a renaissance. I'm helping, and the community's helping move on from a recent challenging past, and hopefully to a brighter future. That's the first one. The second one, I want to look at encouraging, promoting Australia as a whole, as a gay playground, as a playground with no boundaries, no borders. They're all our cities. They all have their pluses and their minuses, and they're all ours to use and to play in. And to hopefully, reduce some of this, unnecessary rivalry that goes on.
I like the way you think. Yeah. Gentlemen, thank you both for coming on Hide and Seek here at Joy. We really do appreciate it. Good luck to both of you. Gary Morrison from South Australia and Josh Burrows, the Circuit Leatherman contestants, were my guests here on Hide and Seek. Thank you, guys.
Mm. Thank you very much. Thank you. My pleasure.
I'm Dean Beck. You've been listening to Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9.
Hide and Seek.
Sponsored by Manhouse. Manhouse.com.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.